Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Another week of high school football and another week of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, getting all of the information all of the time, right 100% of the time, and giving it to you, the listener.
Right 100% of the time. In your case, 100 equals about 42%. But who's counting?
Obviously.
You obviously don't.
Obviously, you're counting.
I mean, facts are facts. I deal with facts on this show, man. I come to the show every week with facts. Facts.
If you believe that, I've got a bridge.
Facts.
Between St. Simons and Jekyll Island that I will sell you.
Every week I come in this show just throwing knowledge around. But, okay. You know.
All right, so we're going to run down some of these games that are going on. Got a big week. Big week. We'll talk about some of these games that are happening. Atlantic Coast comes up from Jacksonville to Kingsland to play the Camden County Wildcats at Chris Gilman.
Looking for some offense. They've only scored 13 points in four games. And they won't find none tomorrow night.
Tonight, you mean?
Tonight, yeah, excuse me.
Yeah. Cedar Grove at Colquitt.
That might be a good game. Cedar Grove's a good program.
I think the biggest one in the state right here, Grayson at Lowndes.
Lowndes has not been impressive so far this football season.
This is another instance where Jason Bishop was telling everybody before the season started, Lowndes isn't that good. Nobody wanted to listen.
They'll be better.
Now where we are.
They'll be better come region time, though.
Okay. Richmond Hill at Coffee County. Big test, I think, for the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
On the road at Coffee, you better be two touchdowns better than them when you play over there in Douglas, if you get my drift.
You ain't getting close calls is what he's trying to say. Yeah. McEachern at Valdosta, that'll be a good one.
Valdosta is a good football team. Right now, the odds on favorite to win that region.
1-7, I still like Colquitt.
Yep.
I still like Colquitt. Warner Robins at Houston.
That's another good game, a rivalry game in Houston County. Houston's got a good team. Warner Robins dropped a couple early. Who knows how that'll turn out?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Warner Robins already has a couple of losses, so they're trying to rebound, and Houston sees them as maybe being vulnerable.
Well, Warner Robins has played a pretty decent schedule so far this season.
Yeah, their two losses are Valdosta and Lee.
So, yeah, there you go.
Crisp at Northside, Warner Robins. Yeah, okay. Another.
Northside seems a little down, but we'll see.
Gadsden, Florida will make the trip over to Tifton to play Tift County.
You had Tift ranked number one in your power rankings just a few weeks ago. And they can't sniff a win.
They almost had one last week.
Okay.
All right, and then the city championship over in Brunswick. The Glen Academy Red Terriers and the Brunswick High Pirates. Brunswick's undefeated. Glen's 2-2.
Throw the record books out the window. It may come down to who has the ball last.
You never know in that, and I mean it, in that game, you just don't know what's going to happen.
It's a rivalry game. These kids have played together all the way up to high school, and you can just throw record books out the window.
Yeah, and I've heard some folks say that, you know, Brunswick's got the better team, and Brunswick's going to run Glen out of the stadium. Let me tell you something. Rocky Hidalgo is too good of a coach to get run out of any stadium, especially his own.
He got run out of Chris Gilman a few weeks ago.
South Effingham at Effingham, another big rivalry game. The Mustangs and the Rebels up in Chatwell. I guess they're going to be playing over in Springfield is where that game will be.
Yeah, that's another rivalry game. South Effingham's, you know, if you look at who they play. They're not giving up a whole lot of points. I don't think they're going to beat Effingham, though.
An interesting game. Bradwell 5A goes to the ship over in Darien to play a little single-A MCA, but MCA's a really good football team. They might win this game.
Give me the Buccaneers.
We're not picking games.
Well, I'm just telling you who I want to win and who I think will win.
The Wayne County Yellow Jackets will head to Jenkins to play the Warriors. Let me tell you something about the Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
They're good.
Yes, they are. And if it wasn't for a fluke loss over in Quitman to Brooks County, they would be probably in the top five in Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings. The formula really likes them.
Fluke lost to Brooks.
That's what I said.
Brooks is a state powerhouse.
Wayne County lost that game without Brooks County scoring an offensive touchdown. That's a fluke loss.
That's what good teams do. They find ways to win.
Burke at Statesboro. That will be a good game.
No, it won't. Go ahead.
Statesboro's at home. That will be a good game.
Burke's a good football team.
Yes, they are. I'm not taking anything away from them. Bainbridge at Ware.
That could be – Bainbridge beat Coffee.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, that's – Bainbridge has athletes. Ware is Ware, though.
You're talking about premier games in the state. This one is a interstate game. Interstate, regardless. Benedictine at Bowles.
That is going to be a good football game. Both quality programs. Wow. I wouldn't mind watching that one on TV.
All right. Southeast Bullock at Hepzibah. Groves at Beach.
Ouch.
Savannah Christian at Calvary Day. Ouch.
That could be a good – oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Liberty at Johnson. Savannah Country Day at Long County. Cook at Jeff Davis, Dodge at Fitzgerald. Dodge just couldn't get out of the way last week of Swainsboro. They got blanked 35-0. Now they get the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane right after that.
Yeah, you're talking about things not getting better. There you go.
Brantley at Pierce. Brantley's had a good start to the season. Time for contender or pretender time.
Yeah, and you know what it's going to end up being, so go ahead.
Tatnall at Toombs. Windsor, Forest, Vidalia, Clinch, and Frederica. Frederica, why don't y'all play somebody on y'all's schedule?
Yeah? I mean, when you sit here, a schedule maker at Frederica, man.
Gosh.
You talking about trying to get somebody battle-tested before the region slate kicks in. The schedule maker over there has done it. He's also their head football coach.
Clinch, Valwood, Tift area. Calvary Day, well, that game got canceled. They didn't play it, but still, it was on the schedule.
John Millage last week.
Yeah. ECI at Johnson County. Claxton at Jenkins County. Wilkinson County takes the trip to Highway 80 to play the Portal Panthers. Man, I'm high on these Portal Panthers.
Which means they'll be in your rankings in the next segment. Go ahead.
Pay attention. And in the event that you're watching this show, because, you know, this segment now airs on some scoreboards around the state. And so if you're interested in hearing the rankings, you won't hear it on the scoreboard. You'll actually have to go and find the show and listen to it. Easiest place to do that, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Click on the banner with Kip's face and my face, and you can hear the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Translation Portal will be in his rankings in the next segment. In any other place, he's had a girlfriend in the past.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Telfair at Bryan County. Screven at Warren. Here's a good one. Metter at Irwin. Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be a good game.
Savannah at Bullock Academy. We're talking about Savannah from Savannah.
Ooh. Savannah, can they beat their way out of a wet paper bag?
Again, for those of you that don't know, Bullock Academy is a GISA team, but they're a very good GISA team. And traditionally, Savannah hasn't been that great, but they're, what are they, double A, triple A, somewhere in there?
Savannah might be the worst football program, high school football program, in the public school ranks in Georgia.
Well, that's going to be an interesting game. Pinewood and Mount DeSales and NFCHS will take the trip to Valdosta to play Valwood.
Some good games on the docket this week.
For sure, no doubt. Most interesting game, Metter Irwin.
Most interesting game for me, Brunswick High and Glenn Academy.
Yeah, that's going to be a great football game.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some big-time games going down Friday night. Brunswick High and Glenn Academy meet between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium for the Brunswick City Championship. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Jenkins to play the Warriors. Statesboro and Burke County square off at Womack Field. Southeast Bullock heads to Richmond County to play Hepzibah. Portal hosts Wilkinson County, and the Bullock Academy Gators welcome Savannah. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winnings just beginning.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Why in the world was the ACC located in Greensboro in the first place? You know, directions. Turn left after the second pine tree. Marcus Mariota, the worst quarterback in Atlanta Falcons history. Think about that for a minute. Write this down. The Jags will make the playoffs this season. Remember the Titans? Get ready for Tennessee to pull a Tennessee against Florida. No one is beating the Chiefs, Super Bowl champs. Georgia Tech, why does Jeff Collins still have a job? They are now chanting, "We want Urban" in Lincoln. Aaron Judge, welcome to Major League Baseball's all-time elites. You know, like McGuire and Bonds. Are Florida fans still picking the Gators to win the SEC East? The Panthers were playoff contenders, and then they traded for Baker. Well, it looks like Jameis Winston is back to being Jameis. Grab legs. The best quarterback in the NFL, Tua Tagovailoa. Write this down. The Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl this year. Breaking news, Spencer Rattler sucks. They have brought back Quantum Leap. Oh boy, Al. Logan Paul and Roman Reigns at the next pay-per-view. WWE, you're getting desperate. And these are my thoughts.
Wow.
I know.
Marcus,
well done.
Mariota,
right?
The worst quarterback in Falcons history. Ooh.
Think about that for a minute. Give me somebody worse.
Ooh.
Do you have anybody?
I mean, I can go back through some old media guides and I can find somebody, but Falcons are a team that hasn't been blessed with great quarterbacks over the years.
They had two back-to-back with Vic and Matt Ryan. But you're right, before and after.
Hmm. Marcus Mariota. You kidding me? I tried to tell people that.
I did too. I told you they should have been starting Felipe Franks the whole time.
No, if you're going to go with somebody, go with Ritter. In all seriousness, just put him in there. You're losing already. Just put him in.
That's a great point. Look, this dude, Marcus Mariota, had a chance to win a football game by throwing a Hail Mary. Guess what happens when you don't throw a Hail Mary? You have no chance to win the game. The dude got sacked, and the game ended with the ball in his hands. Mm. Can't do that.
Marcus Mariota. He won a Heisman at Oregon.
Mm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Emerald Princess. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. It is now officially that time. It is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Kip, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so I'll go ahead and tell you who's out. Who fell out from the rankings from last week? Portal out. New Hampstead out. You were wrong. Portal's not in.
Oh, she must have broke up with you. Go ahead.
No. At number 10, falling four spots coming off of a bye, the Ware County Gators come in at number 10.
This is the only poll that you can drop. A bye in this poll is like a loss.
It's not a loss. That's wrong.
Yeah, it is. It happens consistently. You drop four spots, and you're fixing to name nine teams ahead of them, and there's at least seven ahead of them that Ware County would be. Go ahead.
At number 9, coming off of a 7-6 huge win over Jenkins County, jumping back into the poll, the Screven County Gamecocks at number 9.
Really, dude?
Is there an issue over there?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. At number 8, coming off of a 40-28 win over Robert Toombs, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings the first time this season, the Valwood Valiants.
Valwood.
At number 7, down. Actually, yes, I'm looking at it right. At number 7, down 3 spots, coming off a bye week.
Yes, of course.
The Vidalia Indians come in at number 7. A
bye is like a loss on the schedule.
It's
when you
not.
See bye week, just put an L beside
it. It's not. Moving up 3 spots to number 6 with a 45-6 win over Savannah Country Day, big rivalry game. The Savannah Christian Raiders jump 3 spots to number 6.
Okay.
At number 5, falling 3 spots yet again, coming off of a bye, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane come in at number 5.
Dropping spots. L. Bye means L.
It does not. Incorrect. At number 4, a 48-13 win over the Charlton County Indians, pretty much exposing them as pretenders. Moving up 4 spots, the Pierce County Bears.
Okay.
At number 3, jumping 3 spots, with a 49-0 woodshedding of the Island Sharks at number three, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Islands had 9 total yards in last week's game.
That's impressive for the Brunswick High defense.
9 total yards of offense. That's all the Island Sharks could muster here at Glenn County Stadium. Mm.
At number two, moving up a spot with a 42-12 win over rival ECI, the Swainsboro Tigers jump back to number two.
Swainsboro.
And the number one team yet again holding strong, a 56-0 shellacking of Coral Glades out of Florida. The Valdosta Wildcats check in at number one.
Valdosta's winning Region 1 7A.
They've got to go through Colquitt.
They're going to win.
They got to go through Camden.
Okay.
They got to go through Lowndes.
Okay.
They got to go through Richmond Hill.
Okay.
It's a tough region.
They're going to do it.
You want to recap?
No.
Great.
No,
I'll give you a recap.
Our listeners don't want to hear no recap.
Recap.
Of this.
At number 10, Ware County. Number 9, Screven. Number 8, Valwood. Number 7, Vidalia. Number 6, the Savannah Christian Raiders. Number 5, Fitzgerald. 4 is Pierce County. 3 is Brunswick High. 2 is Swainsboro. And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week is the Valdosta Wildcats. And again, giving you some parameters. These teams are being ranked. I'm not ranking every team in the state. It's basically around I-16 in South and around I-75 in East. If you're in that vicinity, you are eligible to be in.
Gotcha. So if you're in this poll currently, look at your schedule. And if you've got a bye week coming up, just be prepared to drop 3 or 4 spots.
Incorrect.
That's what happens in this poll. So just don't get your feelings hurt. That's just what's coming.
Coastal Real Estate, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Luxury homes on St. Simon's Island and Sea Island, Paige Aiken Real Estate. A realtor that knows the market, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Paige Aiken is a 7th generation native of St. Simon's, 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience. Create your own legacy and get your story started. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate, 912-258-6000 or online, paigeaiken.com.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. He just hates 80s video games. I don't get it.
Wow.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Emerald Princess. Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action. And your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board. The Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at theemeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winning is just the beginning. And we're grateful to have the Emerald Princess come on board. And the main reason they did was because of all of the right picks that I had been giving our listeners. Emerald Princess said, you know what? For those folks that like to bet a little bit of money, we're getting behind Jason Bishop on this.
However you want to spin it, man, that's good.
Well, it is now officially that time where Kip will give us his butt hurt list while he takes over the show.
Yeah, butt hurt list. So a lot of candidates this week for the butt hurt list, but I narrowed it down to five. And number five on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the South Carolina Gamecocks.
That game was over at
That's
the half.
The same team you picked to beat Georgia back in April, by the way.
I didn't pick them.
Yeah, you said, oh, you're putting Georgia on upset alert. Spencer Rattler. Now we know why you're not the starting quarterback at Oklahoma.
Clearly.
Yes. Clearly. Now we know why you lost your job. Now we know why you transferred to South Carolina and they hailed you as the savior for the football program. You were going to get a 7-6 team back into championship contention. What you did was get them blown out 48-7 last week at home to the most complete team right now in college football, the Georgia Bulldogs. South Carolina, you suck. And
And he contributed by making a couple of terrible throws that were picked off.
I mean, throws that even you wouldn't make.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just horrible throws. Number four on the butt hurt list. And they're a mainstay on this list. The Atlanta Falcons. 0-2 and going nowhere fast. Marcus Mariota, you just said he's the worst quarterback in Falcons history is what you just said.
And I believe it.
I mean, is there a win on the schedule anytime soon?
There, I heard somebody said they thought they were going to win four games, and I was like, where?
I mean, it's Desmond Ridder time. You can't do any worse. You're losing already. Atlanta's not going anywhere fast. Here's a team like last week. They were down 28-3. Clawed their way back in the football game and can't get a Hail Mary off at the end of the game.
Unacceptable.
Okay. Here's a team that was up 16 points in the first fourth quarter to Jameis Winston and the Saints opening day and found a way to lose. So this team, man.
Made Jameis Winston look like Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter.
They're bipolar. The Falcons are bipolar. They need to be on medication.
Agreed.
All right, number three on the butt hurt list, and I didn't think they'd make the butt hurt list. I didn't never factor them in to make an appearance this year. Number three is the Tennessee Titans. You lose to the Giants at home in week one, okay?
We're not allowed to call them the Tennessee Titans anymore. They're the football team formerly known as the Tennessee Titans because you don't get to be called by your name when Buffalo did what they did to you.
Buffalo curb stomped the Tennessee Titans last week. Then you lose to the Giants. You're 0-2. You don't have a good quarterback. All you have on offense is Derrick Henry, and you're going to use him up. I mean,
if you haven't already.
If you haven't already. Defensively, you folded like a cheap tent when it mattered against the Giants. You let the Giants come back and beat you at home, and then you don't even get on the plane to go to Buffalo.
No, you didn't.
Number two on the butthurt list this week, the Indianapolis Colts. 0-1-1. Cutting Rodrigo Blankenship is not the problem in Indianapolis. The problem in Indy is at the quarterback position.
Yes, it is. I hate to say it, but yes, it is.
It's not your kicker. It's the quarterback position. You had Carson Wentz and shipped him off. Then you've got a washed up Matt Ryan as your quarterback, and you go to Jacksonville and get shut out. By the way, that was the eighth straight loss for the Indianapolis Colts in Jacksonville.
They don't win in the River City.
They just don't do it. When they see Jacksonville on the schedule, you might as well schedule a bye. It's the same thing as a loss, ask Jason Bishop.
It's not.
And the Colts, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars lead. Hold on. You're listening. You're hearing me correctly. The Jacksonville Jaguars are leading the AFC South.
And will make the playoffs.
Number one on the butthurt list this week, the Auburn Tigers. How in the name of sweet baby Jesus do you get blown out 41-12 by a Big Ten team at home? How does that happen, Auburn?
Penn State's good.
You're running around acting like you some SEC big dog, and you lay down and roll over and play dead for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Brian Harsin,
bye.
Pack your bags.
Thanks for coming.
Auburn, recruit a quarterback. Put the kid from Benedictine in there.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? He can't be any worse than these two clowns you played in the first couple of weeks of the season.
And if not, you got a kid that's playing defensive back that played quarterback at Frederica who couldn't do any worse.
Couldn't do any worse. Auburn, golly. How did it get so bad at Auburn so quick?
They're already private flighting in coaches' meetings at midnight under the cloak of darkness, because that's how Auburn does business.
Lane Kiffin. Is Auburn going to go get another coach from Ole Miss? Hugh Freeze. Are you going to come from Liberty to Auburn? Auburn needs to hire somebody that the good old boy network that runs Auburn Athletics loves. Auburn is a dumpster fire with a capital D.
Lane Kiffin to Auburn. That would be – is there – I mean, eventually Lane Kiffin's going to run out of SEC teams to coach.
Lane Kiffin to Auburn would be – Ole Miss fans would say, man, what have we done? We're a triple-A team now to the Auburn Tigers. They lost Tommy Tuberville to them years ago. Now, you know – that might be the first guy they go after, Lane Kiffin. You never know who will Auburn hire, but they got to hire somebody because it's a mess over there right now. There you have it, the butthurt list for this week.
And one thing's for sure, Brian Harsin will not be there long term.
There's rumors of him getting the Arizona State job. And just, you know what, Arizona State, you're awful. Herm Edwards walking off the field last week.
Yeah.
And the president and the AD fired this man going into the tunnel last week. That's what happened. They fired him on the field after they lost to Eastern Michigan last week. Have some class, Arizona State. That's why you're a bottom feeder.
That's absolutely right, especially a guy of Herm Edwards' caliber. But I will say they did expect a lot more from Herm Edwards than what he took that program to, and they gave him ample opportunity. He was there a good long while. And that program never ascended in the Pac-12, which isn't very good.
Have some class, though. Just say, hey, call a press conference the next day and announce we're making a change. That's like USC firing Lane Kiffin on the tarmac in Los Angeles when they returned a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't have any respect for the Pac-12.
Well, on or off the field?
Just the product they put on the field in football It's just not very good. Are you listening, Oregon Ducks? Yeah, you beat BYU last week. You got off the snide, but you come a big intersectional game, Power 5 conference, Georgia, Oregon. You get beat 49-3. Come on. I don't want to hear anything about the Pac-12.
Oregon's on their way to the SEC.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winnings just beginning.
Here in a few minutes, we're going to give you the college football pick'em segment where this is, you know, now we're getting into the part of the show, which is why the Emerald Princess signed up as a sponsor. We're getting to the part of the show where the listeners appreciate the name Jason Bishop.
Yeah, because if they hear that name and hear a pick associated with it, they know it's ingrained in their mind to go the opposite direction.
This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Emerald Princess. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave.
Brrr.
Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents per gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. And now it is that time where Jason Bishop is going to make you some spending flow.
I hope you better pay your cable bill today. pay your water bill, pay your electric bill, because if you listen to this garbage, then you may not have no funds to do that next week.
Number 17, Baylor at Iowa State. Give me Baylor.
Give me Iowa State at home. Coach for Iowa State, Matt Campbell's trying to get the Nebraska job, and he needs a stepping stone. This is a big opportunity right here.
Rhode Island at number 24, Pitt. Pitt's not losing at home to Rhode Island.
No, Rhode Island, what?
Yeah. Central Michigan at 14, Penn State. I'll take the Nittany Lions.
Yes, Penn State.
And here it is, number 5, Clemson at 21, Wake Forest. Give me the Demon Deacons to hold serve at home and knock off the Clemson Tigers in a monumental upset.
I'm picking Wake Forest also. All the indicators are there, folks. Mm,
agreed.
Clemson offense sluggish. Wake Forest is they're scoring a lot of points. Can Clemson win a shootout with somebody like Wake Forest? I'm banking on they can't.
I don't even think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be of who sucks the least offensively.
I like Wake in this game.
I do too. Number 4, Maryland. Excuse me, Maryland at number 4, Michigan. I'll take the Wolverines.
Yes.
Kent State comes to Athens looking to shock the world.
And they won't.
Against the number 1 ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah, moving on. Middle Tennessee at 25, Miami. I'll take the Hurricanes to rebound.
Miami looked like a dumpster fire last week against Texas A&M. Yeah, but I'll take them here against Middle Tennessee.
22, Texas at Texas Tech. Give me the Red Raiders to knock Texas back down to earth.
I'll take Texas. They got down last week to UT San Antonio and battled and came back. I'll take the Longhorns.
We'll start to see the SEC East separate itself a little bit this week. 20, Florida at number 11, Tennessee in Knoxville. Tennessee knocks off the Gators at home.
This game's got blowout potential, but Florida has won 16 out of the last 17.
Mm-hmm.
Make it 16 out of the last 18. I'll take Tennessee.
Me too. 15, Oregon at Washington State. Close, but the Ducks find a way.
Ducks.
Tulsa at 16, Ole Miss. I'll take the Rebs.
Ole Miss.
Northern Illinois at number 8, Kentucky. Kentucky's probably the third best team in all of the SEC. Give me the Wildcats.
They're not the third best team in all the SEC, but they are good enough to beat Northern Illinois.
Number 10, Arkansas at 23, Texas A&M at College Station. I'll take the
Dallas. That's a neutral site game. Jerry World.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take Texas A&M to beat Arkansas.
I'm going to take Arkansas. I'm going to ride with Sam Pittman one more week until they let me down. I'll take Arkansas in this game.
See, this is a game where I said pretenders and contenders, where things start to separate. I think Arkansas is a pretender, and so we'll
Texas
see.
Texas A&M has no offense, though.
Can they
win a high-scoring game with Arkansas, man? I don't think they can.
Vandy at number 2, Alabama. This is not even worth picking. Why are we doing this?
Hold on now.
Oh, no.
Hold on a second.
He's not going to do it, is he?
Hold on a second. Alabama.
Okay. UConn at number 12, NC State. Give me the Wolfpack.
Yes, easily.
Wisconsin at number 3, Ohio State. This game, you know what? Nap time is a perfect time for this game. This game will be close. Ohio State wins.
Wisconsin has a good defense, but they don't have a good enough offense to beat Ohio State.
Kansas State at number 6, Oklahoma. I'll take the Sooners at home here.
Yes. Oklahoma looks pretty good so far this year.
Yeah. Thank you. I was going to mention that they look actually for real.
They look like a playoff team.
Yeah,
they're playing good defense.
Number 7, USC at Oregon State. We'll watch the Trojans struggle and almost lose, but they'll find a way.
Yeah, they're going to get exposed against somebody, but it won't be this week.
Wyoming at number 19, BYU. I'll take BYU.
BYU. You laid an egg against Oregon last week with high expectations. Better get it done against Wyoming this week.
Stanford at 18, Washington. Give me the Cardinal to go on the road and upset the Huskies.
You know, I went against Washington last week. And
Jason Bishop got that right, by the way.
Washington looks like a pretty good football team. I'll take them at home against Stanford.
Number 13, Utah at Arizona State. Arizona State is officially a mess. Give me Utah.
Yeah, Utah blew them out.
In the SEC, Missouri at Auburn. If Missouri wins, do they dismiss Hartson immediately?
They fire him the next day. He gets fired on Sunday. They better not lose to Missouri at home. That's all I can say to Auburn. I don't think they will. I think Missouri's a not very good football team, but if Auburn loses to Missouri, Harsin might get fired before midnight Saturday.
Bowling Green at Mississippi State. I'll take the Bulldogs.
Ooh, yes.
Charlotte at South Carolina.
Hold on. South Carolina's offense is a mess. Look at South Carolina now. The first couple of weeks of the season, they had to block two punts to beat Georgia State.
I understand.
Okay. I'm picking South Carolina, but don't be surprised if this is a nail-biter.
This will be a close game. South Carolina wins. Spencer Rattler throws a touchdown somewhere to win it.
He needs to.
New Mexico at LSU. I'll take the Tigers.
LSU showed me a little something in the second half against Mississippi State last week.
Virginia at Syracuse. I watched that Virginia game where they were basically beaten by Old Dominion, and then they got the good fortune to be able to get a couple penalties, go down the field, and kick a field goal to win the game at the last second. But Old Dominion had them dead to rights and beaten. I'll take Syracuse.
Old Dominion almost had the sweep of the big schools in Virginia, Virginia Tech and Virginia. And they let Virginia off the hook. Yeah, I'll take Syracuse.
South Florida at Louisville. I'll take Louisville.
Louisville.
Duke at Kansas, and the who can out-sorry each other. I'll take Duke.
Kansas has scored a lot of points, man. They look like an improved team. I'm taking them over Duke. Okay. And it's not basketball season either.
All right. Notre Dame at North Carolina. This was the last game I circled because I truly have gone back and forth on this game. Neither one of them are very good.
I look at offense in this game. Who's got the better offense?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, and that's who I circled.
I just can't imagine Notre Dame losing to North Carolina, so I'm going to take Notre Dame. I just can't see it happening.
We'll see. But Notre Dame, offensively, not very good.
I agree. Georgia Tech in Orlando at the Bounce House against the Central Florida Knights. Central Florida will win by 30, and Jeff Collins will be looking for a new job.
Central Florida is going to win simply because Georgia Tech doesn't have a quarterback. But these are the kind of games that Gus will find a way to lose.
And Central Florida is a really good football team, too. Boston College at Florida State. Boston College, I think, is a more physical football team. I will take the Eagles.
I'll take FSU. They're on a little bit of roll right now. Backs against the wall at Louisville last Friday night and found a way to win.
That's true. Ball State at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern.
I'll take Georgia Southern.
And in the Atlantic Sun, Wofford at Kennesaw State. I'll take my Owls.
I'll take Kennesaw at home.
All right, and there you have it. All of our college football picks. Make sure you get your bets in, especially the games that you heard me pick.
Clemson, you're on upset alert.
Yes, you are.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
We've had a lot of surprises happen in the NFL so far.
A lot of surprises. Been kind of an exciting season so far.
Yeah. So this is the portion of the show where Kip and I will tell you about NFL games and lines and who to take a look at, because we don't officially advocate betting.
You spent two segments ago talking about if you want to pick up some extra money, listen to your picks. Now you don't advocate. Come on, man. Be consistent. I'm looking for consistency out of you.
This ain't the show for you.
I mean, consistent bad picks is about the only consistency I get out of you. But
Houston at Chicago. Chicago is a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under is 40. Take the Bears in the points. They will cover.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Las Vegas at Tennessee. Tennessee is 2.5-point favorite dog. Over-under is 45.5. Take Las Vegas here.
Las Vegas blew a big lead to the Arizona Cardinals last week. They're 0-2. I'm riding with the Titans this week at home.
Well, they certainly need to come back and show somebody something. Kansas City at Indianapolis. Kansas City, 5.5-point favorite. Over-under is 50.5.
Ouch. It's not Rodrigo Blankenship's problem. Indy, that you're not very good.
Take the points and take the under in this game, because Indianapolis is not going to score enough points to help Kansas City get to over 50. Not happening. Buffalo at Miami. Buffalo is a 6-point favorite in this football game. The over-under is 52.5. I'm not really sure what to do with the over-under, but 6 points? Miami's winning the game.
I don't think they'll cover. I mean, Miami, we'll see. Buffalo looks unbeatable right now.
Right. I mean,
I'll say Buffalo will win the game, but they will not cover. I'll take Miami in the points.
I'm taking Miami to win.
Okay.
Detroit at Minnesota, and a 6-point favorite is the Vikings. 52.5 over-under. Take the under, And
Lions have scored 36 and 35 points the first 2 weeks of the season.
And that receiver they've got, that Amon-Ra guy, man, he has been lights out the first 2 weeks of the season. I don't know. You might be right. And Minnesota's going to score more points than what they did against the Eagles. Take the over. I take that back. Take the over.
I'm taking the over and the Lions to win straight up.
I wouldn't go that far. Baltimore at New England. New England's a three-point dog at home. Over-under is 43.5. Take the over and take Baltimore to cover.
Yeah, Baltimore looks pretty good right now. They lost last week, but they can score.
Cincinnati at the New York Jets. Cincinnati is a five-point favorite. The over-under is 45. I'm picking the Bengals to cover here.
Cincinnati barely missed out on my butt hurt list this week.
Yeah, millimeters, right?
Millimeters with their 0-2 behind. The Jets came back and got a tough win at Cleveland last week. And they're at home. You know, I'm picking the Jets to win straight up.
Okay. New Orleans at Carolina. Carolina is a three-point dog. The over-under is 40.5. It's a very low over-under. Take Baker. The over. Take Baker. The over. And Jameis Baker. Winston is not going on the road and beating that Carolina defense. Take Carolina straight up to win this game.
Can Baker Mayfield get it done in Carolina? The answer is no, but they'll win this week.
Philadelphia at Washington. Philadelphia, a 6.5-point favorite.
On the road.
47.
That's a huge line on the road.
Huge line. They won't cover. So take the points and Washington. And 47.5 is the over-under.
I'll take the Eagles.
I'd even be willing to take the over in that game. Jacksonville at the L.A. Chargers. The Chargers are 7-point favorites at home. 47.5 is the over-under there.
Justin Herbert has some issues with some rib cartilage, and he's day-to-day. So that's a shaky line for me.
The Chargers will win. They won't cover.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. I'm rolling with Jax.
Atlanta at Seattle. Seattle's a 1.5-point favorite, basically a pick 'em game. 42 is the over-under. Take the over in this football game and take Seattle in the pick 'em.
Geno Smith, Marcus Mariota. Who do you like the best?
Great point.
Yeah. I actually think the Falcons have a chance to win this game, but I'm rolling with the Seahawks.
Green Bay and not with Marcus Mariota. Green Bay at Tampa. Tampa's a 1-point favorite. The over-under is 41.5. Take the over, take the over, take the over, and take in a pick'em game. To me, I don't care. Take the over, take the over, take the over.
Yeah, it's a pick'em game. Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, I'm rolling with Tom.
Okay. The Rams at the Cardinals. Cardinals are 3.5-point dogs.
At home.
48.5, yeah. 48.5 points is the over-under. Look, to me, the Rams have problems. They had that game won against Atlanta, and then all sorts of weird things started happening there in the second.
Took the foot off the gas in that game for some reason.
Yeah, and it's concerning to me. And with the Rams with a 3.5-point favorite on the road, I like the Cardinals to win the football game at home.
I like the Rams. I'm not a big Kyler Murray. I'm not sold on him yet.
Well, remember what the Cardinals did last year. They were world beaters the first half of the season. The second half, they couldn't beat anybody.
Couldn't beat anybody.
San Francisco at Denver. Denver is a 1.5-point dog. The over-under is 44.5. Jimmy G is back. Take the over on the 44.5. Take the 49ers on the line.
I take the Niners as well. Jimmy G is about to make himself a little bit of bonus money this year.
So he's about to make himself a bunch of bonus money when the time comes to move on from San Francisco, because he's immediately, the second that Trey Lance's ankle broke and Jimmy G stepped 1 foot on the field, the San Francisco 49ers became Super Bowl contenders.
That defense like is that. Super Bowl caliber. They just need to be able to score just a little bit of points, and they're going to have a shot.
Yep. Dallas at the New York Giants. This is a pick'em game. The Giants are favored by 1 point. The over-under is 39, folks. Take the over.
Give me the Giants.
Yeah, and I agree. Take the Giants at home here.
Yeah, Cowboys, backup quarterback, I'm not sold. Yeah, they beat the Bengals last week, but on the road, divisional opponent, we shall see.
Oh, what a great show this has been. I feel really good about the picks that I've given you. Go out, my flock.
Go out, your flock.
Go out and take a look at these games that I've given you with these lines.
Who's Camden play tomorrow?
Camden plays Atlantic Coast.
How many games they won?
Atlantic Coast has played 4 football games.
Okay. But they haven't won any.
They played 4.
Oh, that's right. They've only scored 13 points so far.
Semantics.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some big-time games going down Friday night. Brunswick High and Glen Academy meet between the bricks at Glen County Stadium for the Brunswick City Championship. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Jenkins to play the Warriors. Statesboro and Burke County square off at Womack Field. Southeast Bullock heads to Richmond County to play Hepzibah. Portal hosts Wilkinson County, and the Bullock Academy Gators welcome Savannah. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winnings just beginning. We'll